How do we begin? How do we begin this process? I think we begin this process by utterly first, as an exercise, to reject that it is predestined. There may be things that are predestined, they may be. I just have to put it out there. But as an exercise, that means I give up this gravity of the past. The gravity of the past. I give it up. And every moment I become alert, am I by design? Is my mood by design? Is my thought by design? Is my energy by design? You see, there is basically two flows. Downward flow. You know what is the downward flow? It is to rest into the accepted. There is a saying, you go to Rome, do what the Romans do. Is that how they say it? Something. When you're in Rome, do as Romans. Good. You see, whenever you give in, you go back to the default which is created. When you reject it, you do not go downward. The gravity, you have to fight the gravity to go upward. Thus, there is two flows, downward, Ronnie, and upward. Upward is a challenge. When people came to Canada, when they landed in Newfoundland or wherever they landed and they went across, there was no gravity, there was no roads. They had to be in a risen state to create their own civilization. Have you seen their creators? The Western Hemisphere grew because they didn't have the luxury to rest in the Creator. The longer something has been created, people rest into it. Such a gravity of the whole, you understand? All creativity goes, you just follow. So I want you to recognize these two gravity. The gravity to go with the flow, so to say. That word has been callously used, to go with the flow. Yes, there is a word called go with the flow with existence. That's a whole different inquiry, just for today's inquiry. If you give in, Ronnie, you will repeat what your father did, your mother did, your ancestors did, because that's all that you know. That's your gravity. Our idea of rest is not to flow upward, but to go with what has been created. Thus, almost 95% of humanity live out what every other person has lived out. There is this 5% of freaks who breaks free. And we read them in the magazine, we see them in the movies. Somehow we have a remembrance, the joy of being such a person. I need to follow this carefully. So I want you to detect the two gravities. One is the gravity that pulls you down. Another one is the gravity of upward or anti-gravity. So if you give in to the body is going to duplicate itself as how it has duplicated. The study of DNA says that you may be born, your father may have diabetic, may have a heart condition. Chances you may have it. But the chances become profound if you give in to the body. My suspicion of hereditary diseases are nothing but the blueprint of behavior and the blueprint of weaknesses that are registered in the body, which you accidentally rest into. You understand? It is now, we know, scientific finding that if your parents are divorced, the chances of you being divorced is great. I remember an incident happened. In Asia, we do not have much divorces. A guy was speaking to one of my students and he was asking, how old are you now? He said, I'm 27 or 28 at that time. And he said, are you married? He said, yeah. How many years? He said, 5 years. Your first marriage? He said, yeah. He said, he couldn't believe it. Only married once? He couldn't believe it. And I was curious, why are you doubting that? Like, to him, just married once sounds ridiculous. He's convinced you won't get it right once. I'm sure in his head he has his number. And he will fulfill that. Can you see the programming? What is accepted? Here you cannot accept somebody at 22 still living with his mother or father. There at 42, they can't chase the kid out of the home. They would ask, why would you want to leave your home? It's almost betraying your family. So we are going into this. Unless I am ready to challenge the gravity that has been created, I cannot create anything new. Thus, you undertake the ancient method of rising. The whole ancient method is about rising. Learning how not to go with how it has gone before is to be alert enough not to follow the old pattern, so you may create a new pattern. Thus, you can author you. You become self-authored together. Thus, we understand this much. That there is two gravity at work. The gravity of rest, so-called rest, and I go with what is. In that, I lose all capacity to be a creator. Or, I reject it. I detach myself from it. Moment to moment, I form me. Like the study of longevity has been rather interesting. We all seem to repeat the same pattern. 70 to 80 years old. By 50, you develop a disease. By 60, you're struggling. By 70, you know, hope if you're around, good. And if you hear somebody died and you ask them, how old were they? And when somebody tells you 80, it's okay. Have you seen how we think? We ask somebody, you know, if we say he died at 50, we go, oh my God. At 60, we kind of like, that's a bit young. But not so depressed. 60. 70, good. If he says he died at 80, had a good life. Can you see that is our accepted mind in operation? George Bernard Shaw was old and he was looking for a place to rest. He wanted to live long. He looked all over the place for a place to stay. He was looking for the place that had that energy. He finally found a place, and when he lived there, and somebody asked him, why did you choose this place? He said, I went and saw a tomb. A guy lived to 110, and they wrote there, he died an untimely death. And he said, this place has the mind that I can be with to live long. See, I'm introducing something powerful, unbelievable to you. We cannot rest until we have come to what we want to be. Only when we are exactly what we want to be can we rest in that together, sir. We have a regimentizing machinery at work, you know. You probably have Friday night football, Saturday night poker, Sunday night hangover, or whatever. I've been talking to people. And they go through that routine. I was talking to somebody the other day. He said his relationship never lasted more than 3 years. I said, must be a great yogi. That you know precisely how to demolish it after 3 years. Even though he likes to have a long-term relationship. But he still cannot see that what he's doing. He misses it. Thus, where am I going? I am going to awaken me to challenge every idea, every belief that has made me prematurely rest, that has prevented my own rising to be an author of me. The moment you reject, do you know you have the power pulse in you? You become a creator, Ronnie. There's nothing else is needed, Ronnie. Just that awareness, you rise. Yes, there is methods you must learn. But for now, in principle, you are in the right space. Why do you do this? It's your rights. People have argued with me in the past, moralist people. They said, are you asking people to be greedy? Are you asking people to be materialistic? I said, I'm not asking anything. I'm just telling them, live your right. Live your choice. Living means freedom, isn't it? You must be free to live. A man in the prison cannot live. That's why they imprison you. They take away your freedom. So to live, you must be free. And to be free, you must rise to the ability to alter yourself. In order to do that, you must start by asking yourself all that you have become without choice. Why did I become this? How did I allow it? How did I facilitate it? Let me give you the insight. Something starts happening to your energy. I'm telling you. A whole new energy starts flowing in you. I cannot explain scientifically this energy, but soon they'll be able to detect it. This energy, I call it your creative force, not just mental creative force. That energy is a pure energy that can create. It can attract. It can shape. It falls synchronized with the energy of everything around. Then suddenly you are just a magnet. This is nice when you said. She heard the talk the other day. She went back. She said first time she won a prize, never won a trip to Mexico or something. And I laughed and I said, that's common with my students. The most miraculous thing starts happening. They will ask me, how, Master, how? This is happening, that is happening, that is happening. Just magic. Like when Janet had a book 5 years she didn't publish. And I was talking to her and I said, go, create, be, it will happen. And as she did it, now it's published. Miraculously published. Suddenly life has a synchronicity. Life becomes attunement. But to fall into that attunement, you must reject the downward flow. You must learn, investigate beliefs, mind that is pulling you down. People prematurely rest, Jackie. We rest into the created. You follow? We go with the flow of the herd. If you watch, there's an animal kingdom. You know, if the buffaloes run, everybody will run. Not one will stop and ask, why are you guys running? What's going on? Is there a lion? It just could be one got spooked. Everything would run until that energy is burned out. If you have ever dived, you will see the sardines in the ocean. It's the most magnificent thing. Millions of them will move in such synchronicity. It is somehow a mechanism that is within human being to flow also. I'm not saying reject all flow. I'm not saying reject every flow. But I'm saying in this context. Everything in this world that has been created has been created by somebody who had the creative energy. Man could not fly. A couple of guys decided to fly. Nevertheless, I think it's 10 seconds or 30 seconds they were airborne, but they broke the entire myth, isn't it? Now we fly all over. Now I want you to bring that back into you. The first initiation into you is to not accept anything that you have become or are being which is not by choice. You start penetrating it. You start looking at it deeply. That is your first awakening. Something starts happening to your energy. A new flow starts happening. It is a bit of a hard work. You know why? We have been taught and programmed to follow. Do you know a child doesn't want to follow? I've yet to see a child that follows. It wants you to follow it. Until we make it so hard for the child, it gives in. Okay. You tell the child to go to bed. It's not ready to go to bed. But you have things to do. So you keep telling him, sleep and sleep and sleep. Half of the time you hypnotize the fellow to sleep. You make him lie down, read the most boring book to escape the boredom he sleeps. And eventually he learns it. You know what he learns? Let's not fight. Too much trouble. Just follow. Teenage that rebel are rebelling against their own survival, Because they have a creative energy and people are trying to destroy that energy. Of course, they will rebel against it wrongly because they don't know. They're doing it very instinctively. Because what happens by that age, the chances of them being a creator is still there, but we are pounding them. And they are trying to exert their freedom somehow. That is why any fashion that we thought is fashionable, trust me, our children will destroy. They will disagree with you. They have to, you understand? That is their last defense. They would be completely opposite to you. For no child, the father would be cool. Cannot be. If a child tells the father is cool, it's just being kind or he's about to give you a big bill. What I'm asking you to observe is the assertion of your own freedom. But in time, we forget. What are you now? You are the one who forgotten your freedom. You are nothing but that which allowed yourself to be shaped. What is the you is that which has been broken in you. What you call as you is what has been broken in you. Follow that. When you say, I am this, it is fatalistic, Sometimes people say, I'm a lazy man, master. No, that's what is broken in you. That is what has happened, not by choice. If not, you say, I am experiencing laziness today. I don't know what I want to choose tomorrow. Then the idea of I is for fun. I'm an actor today, I'm that tomorrow, I can be anything. So the idea of I am proposing is what has been broken in you. Now, I want to give you all a simple exercise. You all have learned the master's breath. I would like you for a few minutes to breathe and to see whether you can challenge this. And make your own commitment. What is it about you you want to challenge? What is it about you want to challenge? What is it about you want to attain to freedom? I'm asking, what is that you choose to create? And see whether you can recognize that you have the freedom right now. Don't defend your imprisonment. Support your freedom. You may go to the heart to ask what it wants to experience, what it wants to be, what is the truth it wants to live. Deeply contemplate all that you are now, that you have become without your choice and permission. Just stay with it. Don't give in to the gravity of rest. As you breathe out, you reject this rest to follow. If you can stay long enough rejecting this following, you will find yourself with the ability to self-author. With that finding, you will see that energy is released. Which becomes available for any act of creation. It is easy to go with the sadness that you are accustomed to. It's easy to rest into the sadness. The trouble is when you rest into it, the sadness becomes you. The wise rejects the sadness and recognizes he is not it. In that rejection, you find the freedom to change that. As you breathe out, you hold this. As you hold this, you become available. Your energy is available. As your energy becomes available, choose. Make a choice. Make a choice. Make a choice of your new manifestation and enter it as a celebration, not a preparation for suffering. Feel this as you separate, as you breathe, feel this. A quality of celebration happens when the energy starts rising upward. You know. That energy has a property, has a property of freshness, celebration, delight. As you separate, you can feel the energy flowing within. Just find something to reject first. Because you need that as a platform for exercise. It's like bench press. You need some resistance. Something starts flowing. And you will start recognizing whatever I agree to be, I become that. If you agree to be happy, you become that. You agree to be healthy, you become that. You agree to be successful, you become that. That is the power of your agreement. Just as simple as that. This is the yogi's way, the siddha's way. This is the master's way. They just sit. And they know the art, the internal art. And they can hold that agreement. They can hold that personal commitment. You will begin to feel it in your body. You will feel it in your brain, in your mind, in your heart, in your being, and in your energy field. The moment you establish this, just be aware of the thoughts. You will see all the thoughts that has kept you in prison. Then you become a witness to your thought. The negative thoughts, the self-doubting thought, you will watch those thoughts. They are nothing but a byproduct of a resistance. This truth has existed in the East for 5,000 years, but it remained hidden in the caves. It remained hidden in the hearts of the Buddhas, the masters. This was their method. This was simply their method. They understood the mind tends to pull you down. When you are not exercising the mind, and when the mind is moving without reason, it knows it is the reaction, the doubts. Thus they remain separate from the mind. And they fall back within them. This recognition of you is what I call the A. It's also a way to recognize a Canadian, A. Now breathe. Remember, today is an initiation into your discipline one. Breathe and rest in this. Just rest in this. Sit as long as you want, and then we will take a short break.